Would you support raising traffic or school impact?
I believe in a balanced approach to impact fees. And, you know, at one point or another, citizens will ultimately pay those impact fees. And so, having said that, I think we do need to be able to ensure that when developments happen, that they are compensating those areas in the areas that they're negatively impacting. So if you build a larger development, there it makes sense that a school gets a measure of an impact fee because they're going to deal with the number of children that will be attending out of that development. So from a very fundamental perspective, I think impact fees are necessary. I think they're important, but I think they need to be balanced. And I think they need to go, those fees need to be directed towards that community and that area that's being impacted. And it's my understanding that hasn't always been the case in Pierce County, that those impact fees have been diverted to other projects, and I don't think that's right. So the answer to my question is we need a balanced approach, and you know I'd have to look at what our current system is, but you know to say that we're just going to increase impact fees by 100% or 50% or 90% or whatever, I don't believe that's the right direction. I think we need to look at what's fair and what's reasonable, because ultimately the builder will put it back on those homeowners. So the citizens are paying one way or another. So yes, we need those services. Yes, we need fire services. Yes, we need school services. Yes, we need roads and lights and sidewalks. So we need all that infrastructure. And there is a rationale for those construction, those building projects to be able to participate in helping to fund those. So that's my fundamental belief about that.
Thank you.